Definition of what that relationship looks like, and we mentioned a few Yosedas. The first is we said that the Ben's relationship is different to the Eved, as we understand. We also said that there's a deep understanding here that when we talk about Bonim Hashem Hashem Elokecha, we're talking about a Ben Yochid. Each and every Jew has to understand that he has a unique personal relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the sense of being a Ben Yochid. We have to thresh that out and see how we deal with that, Lamaisa. And because he has this mile of being a Ben Yochid, he has the keys and the gateway to all the treasure houses, all the goodness and brocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us. As a Ben Yochid, you have access to that through the use, correct use of one's Bechira. That's really what it all boils down to at the end of the day, is correct use of Bechira, and we have to understand what Bechira is. When we talk about sons, we have to go to the Haggadah. Haggadah talks about Abba Bonim. Noim Elira ki oisam Abba Bonim shekenegdam Dibra Torah, Abba Bedregas Heim Zu Lamala Mizoi. These four sons that the Haggadah talks about, that Chazal talk about, one approach is to see them as four different levels. Kamo Yishno Ben Chamishi, Asher Lo Zocha Legir Kleila Seder. We mentioned before, there was another son, exactly Chamisha Bonim. It was the fifth son who never made it to the Seder Bichlal. He's worse than the Rosha. We have to understand why. We know that there were a Shoin that came out of Mitzrayim. Dosan Aviran was there, but we know that 80% of Klal Yisrael never came out of Mitzrayim. So that 80%, why did they come out? Because they were a Shoin, but we see Roshoin did go out. The Eruv Rav went out. We have to understand what's going on here a little bit.
So the four sons should not be at the Seder, and only one should be at the Seder.
Why? 80%. Good. Excellent. Let's watch. Let's do the numbers. Let's see the Gemara. It's not 80%. Let's see. Let's learn the Chazal properly and see. Good. Very nice. Okay. V'em abe chamishos shemesu begimul yema choyshek b'mitzrayim. Okay. Ma'aleim oimed haben harosha asher zocha ligol b'mitzrayim. Above them, on a slightly higher level, was the Rosha, who came out of Mitzrayim. Lemarot ayesa ayvad avodah zorah, despite the fact that he was an ayvad avodah zorah, ulamot shetzarich lekotet shenav, you have to blunt his teeth, ulam sof sof hurotze legel begam nigol, he wanted to go to Mitzrayim, and he went out of Mitzrayim. Ke'elu hayu ba'am Yisrael echad mechamisho. Sorry, we just left out this little piece here. Okay, I'm going to have to go back. Sorry, I thought we did this yesterday and I just realized we didn't. Thank you. Sorry, I'm going to, it was in your schus. We're going to start again.
You guys get to learn a little extra?
No, I just left out the paragraph above. I thought we did it yesterday, but it wasn't. We did it last month, so I'm going to do it again. Okay. We have to see, that there's a midrash that says like this. It says like this. V'chamishim olu b'nei Yisrael, v'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael. Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, chamushim means all. Chazal learned out from the word chamushim, chamesh. So there's a machlekes in the midrash. It says like this: Echad mi'chamisho. The first opinion is one in five. V'yesh oimrim echad mi'chamishim. One opinion says one in 50. V'yesh oimrim echad mi'chamesh mot. Rabbi Nohi Ra'ime, ha'uv de lo echad mi'chamesh esalofi. It was one in 5,000.
This is like Kalamakos. Hand and fingers.
Okay. I'd like to see your kubur on that one. Are you doing those two together? Good. Okay. The Midrash says, there's a machlekas, how many Yidden came out of Mitzrayim? Was it 1 in 5, 50, 1 in 500, or 1 in 5,000? So take out the video and have a look and do the count. Just take out the census. Is it machlekas in Mitzias? What's going on here? And we know there's no machlekas in these things. So what's this Midrash talking about? First of all, it's a machlekas in Mitzias, and there's no machlekas in Mitzias. Can't have a machlekas in Mitzias. That's a klal gadol, oshkach gadol. You can't have a machlekas in Mitzias. And second, what are they arguing about?
The last question is about
Huh? I just said I'd like to see how he links them together and puts it all together. The question. Yeah. That's it. Any more cloakers? Stam shvarim becheskes nogel kaim olog lechendom. Every machleik is in Metzias. You can't have a machleik is in Metzias. You have to understand what they're arguing about. So in the halachic ones, it's usually a little bit easier. Because there we're not talking about, we're not arguing in the Metzias, we're arguing in the halacha. What percentage of shvarim do you need that are nachons to create the chazaka that he's a ches nachon? It's easy to get out of. But how do you get out of this one? It's not so much. And also, we have a klal that b'kol machleikes elu ve'elu divrei kim chayim. These are all true. You try and wrap your brain around that one. There was 10 markers and 50 markers and 100 markers of John Rock. They're all true.
Isn't the Medrash is expressing thoughts of the gravity of the descent of Klal Yisrael into Mitzrayim? And it's just a question of personal, their own views as how far Bnei Yisrael got. You know, was it 1 in 5? Was it 1 in 10? Was it 1 in? You know.
How many Yidden died in the Mark of Choshech, and how many came out of Mitzrayim? That's the discussion here. No, you have to thresh that out and see how to fit that into the. Vim kein shalles a shale ketsa disparish machleike zu. Du be yuchat kashenir shiyesh kachleikes b'metzias. How do you explain this machleikes? So it comes out that elu va'elu divrei kim chayim, and you get round the problem of eking machleikes in metzias. Now we can start. Okay, huh?
I was going to do a math. We're saying 1 out of 5,000, and we're looking at 1 out of 5,000, and the 3 million people came out. That's a lot of zeros. People who are living in Mitzrayim, Jews in Mitzrayim. even six babies at a time, that's a lot of.
There's a question lurking there somewhere? Well, that's just a statement.
That was a brainwave.
Okay, fine. No, I just want to know what I'm supposed to do with it. That's all. If it's a question, then put a question mark.
I guess it's a.
If it's a statement, it's a statement. If it's a wow, it's a wow.
It's a wow with it.
Okay, cool. Cool. I'm good with it.
Yeah.
Nira Leima. This is one approach. There are many approaches. This Midrash here is a very fascinating, very creative, very genius approach. And you can do what you want with it, argue with it, fight with it, disagree with it, do what you want. Nira Leima, Ka'isim Abba Bonim, Shekeneg the Divrei Torah Abba Madregas Haim Zula Ma'ala Mizui. These Abba Bonim that the Torah is talking about are four Madregas. Kamu Yishnam Ben Chamishi, there's a fifth son. Ashelo Zochel Egil Leila Seder. He never make it Leila Seder. Ben Oisim Abba Chamishis, Eisu Begimel Yamei Achoshek B'Mitzrayim. And there are these four fifths. The 80% that never made it out of Mitzrayim. Malema Eimen Aben Arosha, Asher Zochel Igol Mimitzrayim. Above him, above the fifth kid, who let's say he didn't come out, of the first that came out is the Rosha, the lowest level. Lomarotchi is over Vazoran, Moche Tzarich Lakoise Shainov. He was over Vazoran, you got to blunt his teeth. El Ulam Sof Sofu Rotzeli Gol, Vagamni Gol. Ke'elu Aibam Israel Echad Michamisho. What was the percentage of Rishoyim that came out of Mitzrayim? Or the ones that went out? 1 in 5. But Toich Oich Chamishi Shezokta Lagiel Alayla Seder Dahainu Shezikta Lirois Esagula Ves Yeshua Sashem. They were Zoiche to go out of Mitzrayim and to see the Gula. Lo Kulam Hayishovet Alge. They were all on different levels. Not everyone was on the same level. Chiluka Madregas Yesh Binayim. Haben sheni day lishol enu rosha kekoyd moy. The misha edin day lishol is not a rosha, like his younger brother, one on the lower level. Ula mashivet be Mitzrayim kot tim to mes moichoy at sheni day lishol. He was so metamtem that he didn't have to ask questions anymore. He went into the chinuch system and he couldn't ask questions after 6 months of being in the chinuch system. There they needed Mitzrayim. I don't know if how much did. If you want to destroy a kid's ability to ask questions, send him to school. That's the first thing. When did your kid stop asking questions? Right? That's 6 months into school. No, they stop. They drive you mad with all their questions till they get to school. But why, where, how, what, where, why? 6 months they come back from school, they don't know how to ask questions anymore. Okay. So he's a midah eni leilishol. Of these, there was one in 50. Misparim hayu ma'ut mi mispar al-rishoyim. There were less of these in the Rishoyim. Ma'aleim hayu atamim. Above them were the tamim. Shemisparo hayu ma'ut yoyse. There were less of them. Echad mi'chamek mot. There was one in 500 tamim. Ma'aleim hayu achachomim. Shemisparo hayu echad mi'chamish yisolofim. How many chachomim were there? One in 5,000. There's no argument here at all. Each son has his unique characteristics. Each one has his unique Yetzias Mitzrayim. What does it mean they were Chachomim, they were Yetzias Mitzrayim? They went out of Mitzrayim 100%. There was no Nekuda of Mitzrikite left in them at all. Each one came out with a certain amount of his Egyptian kite on him. They never came out 100%. They still were cleaving to certain Egyptian thought processes, sha'ifas, yearnings, and they thought as if they hadn't been negoil, because they were still one foot in Mitzrayim. And Balchubas, we know what this talks about. You become a Balchubas, but you know there's certain things you schlep along with you. There's certain peklach you take along with you, desires, yearnings, aspirations. It takes a long time to get rid of all the goyishkeit and clear out and clean out and become completely meshubed and completely dovuk to Ashkofas at Torah. That's why we ask for tshuva shleima. Tshuva shleima. Because they balei tshuva also. Now, I wasn't talking about whether you were born from or not. I was talking about balei tshuva. Everyone's about tshuva at this table. We are trying to get better, but we are. Chilukim adregas elu nagu l'shaisim v'noigim gam l'doires. These levels existed then, and they continue to today. Gam k'yem yehudi yoichel achlit ba'eze dagu chofetz liyos. A Jew can decide today where he wants to be. Hu yoichel liyos ben chochem, ben b'cho ha-machapes b'ginzei ha-melech. He can be the Chochem, he can be the Bechor who is hanging around the Ginzei HaMelech. Ben HaZeichel HaDas is called Soides HaMelucha. He wants to know all the secrets of the kingship. Chas v'chalila, lo liachlit l'sha ben, ulam ben rosha chas v'chalila. Tamu olel hu yisha ben b'kol matzev b'kol tonight. He's a ben. The rosha is still called a ben. Gam kesheni oisir ratzon Hashem mokim, when he's not doing the ratzon Hashem. Yisrael afu ki yishu choy to Yisrael. יחד עם זו ישדן שואף תומד לנצל לסער והקיר והעצומה שכיבן המוקם לעבוד עצוי. Together with this, we have to continue to yearn and strive to utilize the love and the closeness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. How much He drew us close to His avoider. ולהשתדל בכל עז ותעצומויס להגיע לגילו הבן היוחד שבשכנו. We all have this תכונה of Ben Yochid inside of us. It's there. And our yearning is to megale and reveal one more of this each year, a little bit more, a little bit more, another target, another level, another level. He's not a chacham or a rosha based on how he's behaving today. It's a big mistake people make. Watch the words carefully. To be a ben yochi, to be a ben chacham, to be a ben bechor, you have to what? He wants to. His zeichel das called soida sabalucha. Why? Because he wants it. He yearns for it. Shoeif lezeh. He's hanging around the right places. Doesn't mean that he's got it already. Doesn't mean that he has it. Doesn't mean he's doing everything. He's not a tzaddik. Why don't we just call him a tzaddik? He's called a chacham. Yismach leiv mevakshe Hashem. Who's the yismach leiv? Who's the happy person? Somebody found Hashem? No. Someone is looking. What direction are you facing? And by the way, you can be different people in the same day. You can be a chacham in the morning, you're sitting in the Beis Midrash and you're trying to learn with Mesiras Nefesh and you're struggling and battling and fighting and trying to learn and understand a little bit more of Hashem's ways. And 15 minutes later, you can be Mente Shari Tuma today without anybody knowing. It's an ongoing struggle through the day. It's not possible. But you're not living two lives. Get that out of your head. I have this often. Bochrim come to me and they tell me, I can't live this dual life anymore. I can't live with a stereo anymore. I tell them, you're not living a double life. That's life. You have a Yetzer Tov and you have a Yetzer Hara. That's not a double life. You want to be a Yetzer Tov the whole day? We'll take you to Havan Dukas and we'll bury you. You'll be a tzaddik. Because that's all the tzaddikim are. As long as we're down here with a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara, you're going to be struggling and battling. That's not a double life. Question is, what are you yearning for? What do you want? At the end of the day, what do you really want to be? You want to be with Hashem or you want to be away from Hashem? That's all. You want to be with Hashem and you're struggling and you're battling and you're climbing and you're growing? That's the chocha. And the Rosh says, Mani tzichat zetazovati. And the chocha could be learning in the morning as well. And the Rosh could be learning next week. Could be his chavrusa, you wouldn't know. Only in the heart, Hashem knows. But you're not living a double life. I'm not saying you're not living a double life. There are people that do live double lives. I'm not saying not. Those are the people that are lying to themselves. He's living a double life. He's pretending to be somebody he's not to himself. You want to lie to the whole world, lie to the whole world. That's fine. Don't lie to yourself. You think you're a tzaddik and you don't have a Yetzer Hara? Fine. Then we're not talking about you. Somebody knows he's got a Yetzer Hara. He knows he's struggling and he's battling. He just came out of Yom Kippur and he clapped a million al-chaits and he knows what he was up to. He knows what he was talking about. But he wants close to Hashem and he wants to serve Hashem. He's not living a double life. He's the Eved Hashem Kipshuto. There was a kid, I don't know if you heard the story, Tifrach, who was killed on Thursday in a motorbike accident. An 18-year-old kid. It's a very close friend of mine's grandson. Neighbors of ours. So this kid, whatever, went through, he wasn't a posh kid, what they call went off the derrick, struggled, battled, whatever, he was his own kind of person, he was an Eved Hashem in his own way, put it that way, but he was whatever, I knew the kid well, he was a troubled kid, eventually started working, now he went to the army a month and a half ago, he was coming back from his nephew's Bidyan Aben, on a motorbike, and he got hit by a truck, whatever. His brother told me that at some point of his Yerida, he decided that Shabbos was not negotiable. Shabbos was not negotiable. He was keeping Shabbos no matter what. Everything else was gone already. There was a Meister that made him do this, I don't know exactly what the story was, whatever, but he decided, whatever he decided, he's keeping Shabbos. Now, when you're off the derech, keeping Shabbos is not supposed. You've got friends, you're in situations where you can suddenly wake up and it's Friday night and you don't know where you are, you know, whatever. This kid never, ever, ever let go of Shabbos, no matter who he was with, where he was, what he was doing, he kept Shabbos. He was a shameless Shabbos kid. He's living a double life. It's called a double life. What are you talking about? He was having his ordeals, he had his Yetzirah, he was having struggles, no one's there to judge anybody. The kid's buried in the Shemesh Shabbos Chalik in the Beshevah Cemetery. He's a Shemesh Shabbos kid. Probably more Shemesh Shabbos than me, because for me, how hard is it to keep Shabbos? This kid had been, who knows where he was on Friday night after Shabbos afternoon and who he was with. His friends weren't Shemesh Torah and Mitzvahs. And he never, ever, ever relinquished his hold on Shabbos. That's a double life. The guys are going. How'd you do that? I can keep Shabbos, you know. Keep Shabbos, you go to the shul, you come back, you go home, you know, the table's laid, you have the kids, and the Seder. How hard is it? Who doesn't want to keep Shabbos? But you're in Mente Shari Tumi, who knows where you are? You're in Thailand somewhere, I don't know where you are, whatever, and you don't mamash mevate when there's enormous pressure like that on you to keep Shabbos. So you tell me he's leading a double life? So he should stop keeping Shabbos and he's not leading a double life. It's a horrible thinking, no? How do you solve the double life problem? Is leading a double life such a crisis? How do you stop it? Either do everything or stop keeping Shabbos. Either way, you solve the problem of leading a double life, right? Kim Shabbos, you're not leading a double life. He's got a Yetzirah that doesn't let him keep anything else. It's called leading a double life. He's doing what we all do.
What is somebody that's leading a double life? What's that?
I told you, he's lying to himself. He's pretending to himself that he's a big tzaddik and everything's fine. He doesn't acknowledge the fact that, hey, I have my Yetzirah, I have my struggles, I have my battles, I've my deepest rotten is to serve Hashem. Now I'm battling and fighting a war. Some battles you win, some battles you lose. Some are harder, some are easier, but that's not a double life. That's life. A double life is just yourself, what are you doing? I don't need problems, I'm fine, I'm cool. He's learning in the morning, he's in Memtzeh Sharitum in the afternoon, and he doesn't realize he's in Memtzeh Sharitum in the afternoon. That's a double life. But somebody who knows and acknowledges the struggle that he's going through, because he's coming to you to say, I can't stand this double life anymore. The guy who says to you, I can't live a double life anymore, he's not living a double life.
He's doing exactly the same thing.
Of course. Excellent. This needs a lot more sifting and analyzing and working it through, but to apply to yourself, you shouldn't have too much trouble. One of my rabbis put it to me very sharply. He was sharp. But he knew that I'm an African elephant and my skin's very thick, so you can tell me anything, nothing goes in. He said to me, I don't care if you lie to the entire world. Just stop lying to yourself. Like I said, Baruch Hashem, I'm a... You need to be Israeli or have an African elephant skin. Who are Shea Mami? I just want to do this and we have to stop. Gam b'teich oisa ma'arechev.
Even though it started,
I'm finishing late. Gam b'teich oisa ma'arechev shehi kevi yachol kofu anu noisin bonim shalakosh bochum b'kol tanai kevi shema Yisrael afbisha koit Yisrael. We are forced. We have no way out of the system. We are bonim l'ashem elokeichem. Yisrael afbisha koit Yisrael. There are one or two things you can do to mess it up. You have to be really, really off the wall to do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu daig lan Eloheinu ki shenema lebilti yadach min yadach. Hashem says, you're never going to go away from me. Ach yachad im zoi sadeh mesugel bebichirosa lahiti v'esmaisa v'laylois v'dage l'dage b'sulam v'dregas ad liyosa ben yochid. You can go up the ladder, one small step at a time, growing, 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 until you get to that musag of yichud. Ben yochid. B'mad av a tolu, what's a tolu on? To the extent that you continually implant and drop that water on the stone time and time again, that you are the son of the King of Kings. I am a Kodesh Baruch Hu's son, whatever that means to you, son. To the extent that you live with that, with a tininess and a pashtus, with all the kashas and the shalas and the philosophies, just push it like this table here. As long as this understanding is what's surrounding all your thoughts, words, and deeds. He goes up and up and up the ladder and becomes more and more beloved to Hashem. The Eved has limitations. There are rooms where he's not going to go into. The most trusted, beloved Eved of the king, but there's certain things that the king just is not. He's not family. Those are the hidden storehouses, the hidden secrets. The secrets of kingship are not handed over to the Eved. The Ben Yochid, he's a partner in all the plans of the kingship, of what he's going to do, his 5-year plan and his 10-year plan, and where they're doing this now, Baba, and what's going to be with the treasury, and all the plans. V'cheinu ayachas aleinu, and that's with us as well. It's called Soda Sabriya. All the secrets of creation, Tachliso, V'seida, Anhoga, Mosa, Kodesh Baruch Hu B'yadeinu, was all handed over into our hands. Anachnu nimtzayim imoy tamid, we're with him all the time. And we decide how much love comes pouring through. Hashem's last voice is infinite. There's no way you can be mugbilled that. But we determine how much of that flows through to us. The more we open ourselves up to it, the more Hashem shines down on us. To the extent that we are able to reveal His desire and love for us, He pours more love on us. And so the love grows and grows without any limitations, because His love for us is limitless. That's the tachlis of a ben, is in himself to reveal more and more this musag of ben yochid. Tomorrow there's a breakfast show. I don't know, I haven't heard from the executive committee who's speaking yet. I have to work it out. You're on the executive committee, Austin. You don't have a vote. You're not voting.
It would be a very short breakfast. Not good one. We'd like to have
the breakfast would carry on. The guys keep eating. She would be short.
She would be short.
I've got some new guys coming to your shear.
Barrett.